live across the sunny coast.
Swiftfish, oh yeah, you got a Swiftfish? Yeah, I'm shredding for it at the moment.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sweatfest, not shredding for Sweatfest, shredding for Big Piney, baby. That's this weekend.
Bring it on. Hello, Sunny Coast. Good to be back in your arms. We went down to Sydney over the weekend hoping to win an award. We were hoping to be the award-winning Ellie and Taz.
And
we are so excited to say...
we lost. Okay. But look, it is, you know, you win some, you lose more. That's what I always say, Tazzy.
What are you really gambling with? Okay, so yeah, we didn't win. So we're not award-winning Ellie and Taz.
Just your regular old loser, just Ellie and Taz.
Garden variety Ellie and Taz, all right?
Well, you know what? There are a bunch of people from our station who were nominated for various different awards.
And guess what? They didn't win either, all right?
So we got back to the station today. Everyone said, hello, losers. We said, hey.
Yeah, an all-staff email went out and went, ha, ha. We was like, okay, that wasn't very nice. But anyway, Sunny Coast, a lot of prizes for you to get your grubby little hands around this afternoon. Double passes to our preview screening of...
way to rub it in. We didn't get any prizes. We didn't win our award.
Well, they can. Okay. Sunny Coast can. We got double passes to our preview screening of Venom, The Last Dance. Also, if you want to get around the Sunshine and Sons Rum Fire, it's back early November. You can grab your tickets today. We've actually got a couple of double passes.
Honestly, prizes galore for you. But again, none for us.
Zero for us.
We just need to really remind you of that.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
This is CFM. We are Ellie and Taz. Falling. Interesting song to lead us into this chat. Falling. People fall down wells. They fall into oceans. And sometimes they fall in love.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Sunny Coast, I love my job. I, you know, begrudgingly love Ellie as well and love this show.
Oh, love.
But sometimes.
Using that word a lot.
Sometimes, am I down a well right now? Echo, echo, echo. Sometimes you throw me under this bus or down this well.
Hey.
What are we talking about here?
Look, you know, we're an open book on this show. The listeners come along on our lives through the good and the bad and
the ugly.
And
God, there's a lot of ugly.
There is. Sure is. I just want to talk about your relationship status for a little bit.
I hate your smugness right now.
No, hey. The people want the goss, okay? I went and got a coffee this morning.
Yeah.
And I got asked, how's Taz's love life going?
Who's asking you that?
Just people. Who? Just the people on the street.
Is it Anthea? It's Anthea, isn't it?
No, it's not even someone who worked here. Someone who listens to the show.
Oh, it's just strangers.
Yeah, strangers are saying, hey, what's Taz's deal? Is he single? Is he not? And I said, well, there's been some developments.
You don't know the details, so you're just making it up.
Exactly. I don't know the details.
No,
and so I thought I'd pin you down and get you to talk about it on this radio show.
We're not that kind of show.
Because, and there's one specific change you've made in recent days that have led me to need to talk about it. So you've been seeing someone?
Yep.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
For how long?
Couple of dates, couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks.
Yep.
Okay. Lovely. Happy for you. Great.
Thank you.
Sounds like it's going well.
Yep.
Are you in love with her or?
Oh, God.
Oh, is that okay? All right, you don't.
No, hang on. Just no.
No,
it's too early for that.
Okay, sorry. The romantic saxophone in the background just.
It's. I mean, it's really. Away. Yeah, it's weird because it's like smoky in here
now.
I know.
I know. Okay, so we'll avoid the love question at this point in time.
Thank you.
Are you exclusive?
Very early days. Early days.
Okay. Are you exclusives?
Yeah, we've had that chat.
Okay. Exclusives. Yep. No other chicks can slide into the DMs. Put your phones down, ladies. Am I right? Okay. Are you boyfriend, girlfriend?
Oh, my phone stopped ringing after that. Weird.
Are you boyfriend, girlfriend?
Why are you asking me these questions?
Because.
What's going on?
I ask all these questions.
Right.
And the question that I'm going to ask to the people on 545-11919.
Please no one call.
I noticed today when I went to pass you your phone that she, after 2.5 weeks of meeting and dating, is now your phone screensaver.
What's wrong with that? It's cute.
It's cute. Is it...
what?
Is it a bit too soon or is it
not? Her being my wallpaper.
Yeah, it just seems like a big gesture of... love, which you are not confirming nor denying at this point in time.
That's right. No comment.
545-11919. Sunny Coast, get involved. Is it too early for Taz to change his screensaver to his new potential maybe girlfriend?
What sort of time frame should it be on the wallpaper?
Oh, I think it's like a 3-monther.
It's a 3-monther?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you still haven't looked at your partner of 3 years yet, though. That's, you're not even at the looking
stage.
He
has been my screensaver, okay.
Has he?
Yes.
How quickly were you guys together?
Oh, a couple of months.
Oh, you maybe. Told... Well,
This isn't about me.
Okay.
This is about you and 545-11919. Get
okay.
involved.
Let's give you something worthy to call for, Sunny Coast, rather than just come and crap on me for a bit.
It's 545. Not crapping. Hey, people might back you.
I don't think they will. 545-11919. We do have double passes to our Venom, The Last Dance preview screening happening Wednesday, October 23. It's happening a day early because it stars Tom Hardy at Event Cinemas October 24.
All right, call us. How soon is too soon to put a new love interest as your phone screensaver? Interesting debate is happening in studio. Taz has been seeing a girl for 2.5 weeks.
Couple of weeks in, yep. It's going really well.
It's going really well. Yep. Great. I'm happy for you. Don't get me wrong.
Thank
Very
you.
Happy for
it
you.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, I am. I'm just, I think maybe changing your phone screensaver to a picture of her, maybe a big move for this early relationship.
It's us at a dinner. She looks cute. I think it's a cute photo. Sue me, Sunny Coast. All right, sue me. 545-11919. I do like that it's all guys that we've got on hold at the moment. Surely I'm going to get some backup here. But ladies, if you think that it's cute and it's romantic, I'd love to hear from you as well. But I don't think we're going to. Maybe we'll get that.
Who knows? Michael's in Glasshouse. Michael, what do you think? Do you think it's too soon for Tazzy to be changing his screensaver or what?
No, it's never too soon, I think. Like, for myself personally. I was living with her and her parents within 3 months. And then now we've been married nearly 11 years and got 3 kids together.
There we go.
You're living together within 3 months. That's big. That's big. And what about the phone screensaver? Have you changed it to her or?
Oh, look, it is a mix between her and the 3 kids. But she's definitely making an appearance from time to time.
Which happened first, the phone wallpaper or the kids, Michael?
Definitely the phone wallpaper.
Okay. So I've done it in the right order, at least. I'm sort of in the right order here. Michael, was the 3 months moving in with her and her parents, did you say?
Yeah, her parents, yeah.
Did that just feel right at the time?
Oh, it was pretty crazy. I was very nervous, like living with another set of parents. But it just felt nice. And then like 4 months later, we moved down to the Sunshine Coast together, so...
There you go.
Beautiful.
And the rest is history. Oh, look at the glint. Tazzy's got a little glint in his eye talking to you about this, Michael. He's like, oh, maybe.
Sorry, I've got a smile on my face as well.
Oh.
Her parents, though, are shaking because they're like, oh, my gosh, Taz is moving in 2 months' time. Michael,
Michael,
we got a double pass to our Venom, The Last Dance preview screening for you, mate. Well done.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much.
And we've got a heap more Sunny Coast. 545-11919. Get through and a double pass is yours. What's the question that you want them to answer?
How soon is too soon to change your phone screen to someone you've started seeing?
I'm 1-0 up at the
moment. You are? You're winning? Hey, I could be proven wrong. Who knows? Love is in the air. Tazzy.
Yep.
Well, you didn't deny it.
No, love's not in the air yet.
Isn't it?
Couple of dates in, couple of weeks in.
Strong like.
But feeling good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. You have met someone. And I passed you your phone this morning and realised that she is your wallpaper. And I thought, that's a big, bold move.
It is.
For 2 weeks in.
It is. It is a big, bold move, but it's a cute picture. It's us at a dinner and she looks great.
But it's not the two of you. It's just of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I took it. I took the photo.
Oh, creepy.
She knew the photo was coming.
Okay.
She's looking at the camera and smiling. Okay. She knows.
Just checking.
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look,
Consent's big, all right, on this show.
I wanted to ask the people how soon is too soon. So far, we've had one call in your favour saying not too soon, Tazzy.
Which is great. I thought I was going to get roasted here.
Yeah. Well, there's
still
time.
I'm nervous, though. Yeah, I am nervous.
Let's go to the phones now. Hello, Steve from Golden Beach.
Hello, how are you?
Steve, did you mean to call this number? Surely it's an accident. This is a butt dial from you.
No, definitely not. It's on purpose.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sounds like you're passionate on one side of this debate. Which one is it? How soon is too soon to change your phone screen to someone who you've just started seeing?
Okay, well, I've got a question first.
Ooh, okay.
Did you do it or did she do it?
Ooh.
That opens another whole realm.
That's true, Taz.
Okay, I will make my bed and sleep in it. I changed my wallpaper to that photo.
Okay, well that's a little better, but I'm sticking with the against. I'm thinking it's a 2 or 3 month thing.
2 or 3 months.
Great point, though, Steve. If she'd like taken your phone and changed it herself, that's a big move from her, you know?
Oh, nightmare. Nightmare. Run. Run. Yeah. Run already.
Oh, Steve. All right. So a couple of months, you reckon, as well. I'm in the same boat,
buddy. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your insight.
Thank you, Steve. We'll see you and a mate at our preview screening of Venom: The Last Dance, mate. Well done.
No worries. Thank you.
All righty. Rod from Perigian, your turn to weigh in on this one. Is Tazzy crazy or just in love?
Nah, let the man live. He wants to share the world. He's a joy. The screen that makes him happy and the girl that makes him happy. Leave him alone. It's a good thing.
Keep going, Rod. Go for the kill, mate. Keep going.
Yeah, he is a legend. Oh. He's good.
Okay, I'm sensing something here. Is the person you've started seeing recently, is it Rodney? Because there's some real bromance going on here.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, the question we're asked, it's not a question that gets asked every day, and it's quite niche.
Mm.
But I'm starting to believe that they may not exist.
Okay.
Fun accountants. Do you know one? Or
where's this
are
coming
you one?
From? Where's this coming from?
I did my tax return this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And my accountant's great.
Yep.
He works down in Melbourne where he do like a phone accounting thing each year for my tax return.
Yep.
And each year he gives me someone different, like I get his little offsider or da da da. So I've had
Yeah, so he doesn't care enough about you to be one of his regulars. He'll just offload.
Yeah, well, I got him today. I got the big dog today.
Oh, here we go. So no one else is around.
No one else is around.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Yeah.
Have quite dry personalities.
Yeah.
It's like I don't want to speak ill. But just, it's more so if I crack a gag and it doesn't land,
mm-hmm.
I put it on them. I probably shouldn't. I should probably just get better gags.
I think you should get better gags.
But conversation's dry.
Okay, hang on a second. Tax accounting,
mm-hmm.
I think, is also slightly different to regular accountants. I think
True.
There will be some fun regular accountants out there. 545-11919. Are you a fun accountant?
True, Tazzy.
What was your jokes that weren't landing this morning in your accounting space? So you've obviously dropped a couple of gags, hoping to like loosen up the conversation.
Well,
what didn't land?
To begin with, we had the small talk at the start of the conversation.
How
he was
are you?
Like, oh, so how's life on the Sunshine Coast?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's good. And he goes, yeah, there's some good spots up there. Yamundi, Noosaville. And he's just listing off places.
Yeah, he's and just I'm Google like, Mapsed it in
yeah,
the background.
Yeah, literally, that's what it felt like.
Yep.
It felt like he was trying to relate to me. And then I was like, oh, you've obviously spent a bit of time up here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep, I'm from Brisbane originally. Okay, cool. Then later on.
Yep.
I'm like, all right, let's jazz this puppy up. Let's throw some gags at him.
20 minutes in, you're looking for something.
Yeah. So he's talking to me about how, like, he's like, oh, so if we move into management, then your tax bracket might be different because of this.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, management? They're not going to trust me to lead a team. And he goes,
yes.
And I'm like, yeah, good. I know it's not a super strong gag.
To be fair, that's all your joke deserves.
No, I know. It's not my best.
They're not going to trust
I'm
me.
I'm the first to admit, it's not my best.
It's not your best.
But it deserved, like, a chuckle, not just a...
Oh, he gave you that. He's busy.
It was a bit
He's
of
busy
a...
dealing with your finances.
I know.
But to be fair, I do actually agree with you.
That my joke was hilarious?
The type of person that is an accountant?
Yeah.
Often quite dry.
And hey, we love you. If you're an accountant and you listen to this show, love you. Just prove us wrong.
My mum's an accountant.
Yeah?
And she's fun. But she would have given you a similar laugh level
your gag. So she's not outgoing. Maybe fun's not the right word. Maybe we go like, are you an outgoing accountant?
Extroverted accountant.
Extroverted accountant. That's the one.
545-11919. Extroverted accountants. Do they exist? Are you one? Have you met one?
give us a call. We love you, by the way. Don't hate it. We love you.
And you, if you're an extroverted accountant, call up, own it, save the industry, and also double pass to Rum Fire at Sunshine and Suns is yours.
If we don't get any calls, Taz, does that confirm our suspicions?
It will confirm the suspicions.
Okay. Dave, do you know a fun accountant?
Yeah, I've got a partner who's one. Well, she's a bookkeeper, close enough, but
yeah. Yeah, that'll do.
We'll give it that.
That'll do. All right, so tell me about your partner.
Well, she's normally quite a fun person, but she wouldn't even ring up and talk to you guys, so.
She's really leaning into the accountant vibe at the moment.
Isn't she? What? Yeah.
What? Is she in the car with you right now, Dave?
She is, actually, right beside me. She's here and everything.
Oh, funny that.
Do you agree that you're fun? You can just say yes or no.
Yeah.
Dave, what do you think is the most fun thing about your partner?
Oh, the fact that she enjoys doing all the childish stuff that I enjoy doing, I suppose.
Aww.
That's good. I thought he was going to say her job, and I was like, no, that's the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer.
Crunching them numbers.
Definitely not her job, no.
Okay. Dave.
Mystery accountant in the car. Are we right in assuming that most accountants are introverted?
You're definitely correct there.
Yeah. Okay. I have a question. Do you guys listen to this show very often?
Quite often, yes.
Okay. And
he didn't sound happy about that.
So my accountant this morning did not laugh at my jokes. Have you guys ever laughed at my jokes?
Oh, on the odd occasion, yeah.
Yes. It's not just me, Taz. The jokes are not to blame.
The jokes aren't the problem. Dave from Budrum and the Mystery Accountant. Well done. A double pass to Sunshine and Sons Rum Fire is yours. Well done, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, and we do. We love you both. Thank you for listening to the show, even though we put you through hell sometimes. Uh-oh, was that a weak laugh, Taz?
Yeah, that was a weak laugh.
I'm out!
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We do have to get to the news, so we have to be quick. However, this is very important information that the entire Sunshine Coast, minus all men,
yes,
need to know.
Yeah, it's female tips on how to pee better.
Okay, so guys, this is pretty irrelevant for us.
Okay, but for me, I read it and I was like, that's very interesting.
Do you think you're peeing inefficiently at the moment?
Well, there's something I'm doing on this list that I shouldn't be.
God, I don't want to know what you're doing.
You don't want to know my pee happens?
I regret asking. Just do the tips.
Turns out, ladies, if you think, I'm just going to pee now, I don't really need to, but I'm just going to go pee quickly just because I might need to later, that is not good for us.
What?
If you're not filling your bladder to full capacity and you're only peeing when it's halfway full, you may have the urge to pee more frequently. You're sensitizing your body to work at lower volumes than needed.
Is that not a guy thing too?
Potentially.
Well, here we go.
Sorry.
This screams of, I didn't do much prep.
Sorry I left my bloody medical degree at home today. Okay? Bring it with
me. Along with all your other degrees that you got.
Yes.
She's a triple degree owner. Doesn't use any of them on this show.
None of them are medicine. I can confirm that. If they were, I'd still be at uni. Tip number two.
Yep.
Is don't pee in the shower, ladies.
I don't know what to ask. Like,
you don't have to ask anything.
Okay, I'll just sit here.
You can just sit and nod like a good student.
Okay.
So, turns out peeing in the shower, not only does it make you want to pee when you hear running water, don't look, you're staring so deep.
I'll look away. I'm going to turn around. I'm turning around and you share the go.
Okay. It makes you, like, it associates running water with needing to pee.
Right. This sounds like a guy thing as well that we could benefit from.
True. Very true. But this one you can't. If you pee standing up as a lady, it isn't that good for your pelvic floor.
Okay.
It's not conducive to pelvic floor relaxation.
Gee. Or the PFR.
The old PFR.
We're huge on the PFR
here.
We learned about that.
We learned about that in year two of
med school. You don't get that anywhere else. It's probably a good thing you don't get that anywhere else, to be fair. Imagine if you flip over there, also talk about PFR. You'd be like, come on, guys.
Mate, absolutely.
Surely there's something else going on in the world today.
Well, if your PFR doesn't happen. What does it stand for again? Pelvic floor relaxation. That's right. If your pelvic floor doesn't relax appropriately, you're not going to be emptying your bladder super well. So some of it may get left behind if you're standing up.
This is a terrible segment.
Doctors are listening now being like, what is this chick
Don't take financial advice or medical advice from this show.
And this hour we've talked about tax returns,
yep,
and pelvic floors.
Great.
You're welcome.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We are Ellie and Taz doing it for the new Total Tools Caloundra. Every tool, every trade, totally. It's Bandle time. The game where it's all gets broken down.
What are we doing?
Into its parts.
Normally this like this on a Friday.
Yeah.
Not a Monday.
Yeah.
This could be real rogue.
Well, do you know what? I had to spend the whole weekend with you and Big Boss Benny.
Oh, no.
And our CEO.
At an awards night.
And a bunch of other people who we work with, who I love,
yeah,
them all.
At an awards night in Sydney that was free.
Yes, but I've had my Taz fix, and
fair,
I've certainly had my Big Boss Benny fix. So
I can shut up if you want to do the rest
like
of the show.
It's like we haven't had a weekend, you know?
I'll shut up.
No, it's fine. Well, we're contracted, Brad. Brud?
Brud. Thanks, Brud. All right, let's play Bandle. We have to guess a song. That is you, me, and old Chainus over there, all right?
Okay.
We have to work together as a team, Sunny Coast, 545-11919. When you think you know what today's song is. Let's start with layer number one. It's just the drums. Okay. We're going back to 2011.
All right. Oh.
Oh, don't. No, you always. You always do this. You go, oh yeah, like it's easy.
It is. Except often I do say that in layer number one and then I'm wrong.
You end up being very wrong. Okay, yep. Layer number two, because I've got nothing from that.
Okay. Oh, I'm wrong.
So we're going back to 2011. As soon as you know what it is, Sunny Coast, jump on the phones. 545-11919. We've got... Is this Luke from Lansborough?
How you going?
Hello, legends.
Luke.
Is it Alicia Keys? Oh, crap, I had the song in my head.
Yeah. And another person?
I forget the song. I know the lyrics.
You can sing it for us.
Well, I only know the version I know of that Concrete Jungle. Actually, no, you can't say that on radio. No.
It's not it.
Luke.
Yeah, that one, New York, yeah.
That is what I thought it was also.
It's not Empire State of Mind.
The drum beat, very similar though.
That very first bit, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Good guess. You are great minds think alike, and I'm a great mind, so you've done well there, Luke.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, Bard. Should we go to layer two, number two again, or Georgie from Beringa? Do you think you've got it?
Possibly. Is it Price Tag?
Oh, great guess.
That'd be right on the money too for 2011.
Oh, that is absolutely that's it.
It's got to be Price Tag. Let's have a look. I'm going to guess it. She's gone and done it. Well done, Georgie.
Georgie, impressive stuff, my friend. Well done.
You got it from layer two.
I guessed that on the first one.
Did you?
Wow.
So did I. I just was wrong.
Oh, yeah, wrong. Georgie, you are in the draw for $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music. Good luck.
Great, thank you.
No worries at all. We'll play Bandle again tomorrow, Sunny Coast.
It is thanks to Mooloolaba Music, your local music superstore.
On 91.9 CFM.
But first, I want to bring up something very quickly that my good friend Ellie has done briefly over those ads.
Oh,
she turns
no.
to me.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
no.
No,
she's
no, like, this was an off-air thing.
It was, and now it's an on-air thing. Was it tonight?
Yes.
Okay, so she says, so Ellie says to me, she goes, Taz, I'm going to go to the Cotton Tree Beach Bar tonight. I was like, great spot for dinner. Awesome. She goes, should I mention it to Kai that I'm going? Now, Kai is our good mate. We've met him a whole bunch. He's the guy behind Cotton Tree Beach Bar. What were you hoping to gain by firstly planning on going there and then reaching out to the owner? What were you hoping to get?
Because sometimes he's also affiliated with the King's Beach Bar.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe I would message him to check which one he was going to be at tonight.
Oh, okay.
To say I'm coming in.
So you genuinely
looking
care.
Looking forward to seeing you.
You genuinely care where he is.
Yeah, so I can say hi.
And maybe like a little free espresso martini or something.
Taz.
Is that maybe what you're doing?
I would never.
No, of course not. What's the message that you would say? Maybe you can send it. Maybe it's okay.
Okay.
What message would you like to send to Kai?
Hey, Kai. Ellie here from CFM because I don't have his number.
And also, and he may have mine. No idea who you are.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why I got to put the from CFM thing. Hey, which one are you going to be at tonight? Because I'm coming to Cotton Tree for dinner. I'll hopefully see you there, ?
Right.
And then hopes all is well.
And then what do you want to have happen if he
I want
is
him
there?
To say, oh, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah. See you soon, buddy. Yeah.
And what if he's not there?
And if he's not there, then he'll say, oh, no, I'm not there. But I'll give you some drinks. No, I'm kidding.
Listen to it.
I am a paying
Sunny
customer.
Coast. Oh.
I'm absolutely a paying customer.
They advertise on this station.
Yes, and I support local.
So we should, well, no, I don't think
if
you
If I
do.
Go out for dinner,
no.
You better believe it's local.
For free.
No!
You're going to try?
It's the best fish tacos in town,
here
though.
Here we go.
I will tell you that much.
How much are you getting for that?
Nothing.
Hey, anyway. Kai, I just want to know where you are tonight. And also, just want to tell you that my favourite drink is the espresso
okay.
martini.
Can we put the music on now, please? Right.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Design the life you want with supports by Design Disability Services. Build a boat with Ellie and Taz. Build a boat to win 2K cash. Ellie and Taz's Build a Boat Regatta. Build a boat
and hope it does sink. Average clock gags aside, you do have a point. There is less than 2 weeks to go until our Build a Boat Regatta hits the shores of Golden Beach for 2024.
Yeah, October 26th, it's all happening at beautiful Golden Beach. And I am a little bit delirious because I've been on the factory floor all morning.
You have?
Building my boat. I had called it the Beast, but that's another one of the Sunny Coast's boat names. They've already stolen that. So I'm back to the drawing board with what my boat's going to be called, but it's yet to be named boat that is going to be hitting the ocean in 2 weeks' time. It's made of milk bottles strapped together using milk crates. It's going to be about 15 or 16 crates, and an exclusive for you right now, Sunny Coast, about my boat. Your boat could be like mine, but I mean, maybe come up with your own idea.
Yeah.
Although it is going to be a very, very good idea for a boat, I think. Mm-hmm. No wait. I do have an exclusive, spoiler. On the Ellie and Taz show right now as to what my boat's going to include.
Oh.
Now, I've read the T's and C's multiple times. I don't know if it's points off or if I'm allowed this, but I'm putting a spoiler on my boat. I thought, why not? It works on cars. Cars always look better with spoilers. I'm going to have a boat spoiler. You heard it here first. Spoilers on the Ellie and Taz show. No other boat in this competition is going to have a spoiler. Don't copy me, Chaney.
Now you've made a gag about a spoiler that is a spoiler.
Yes.
He's on fire today,
it's
guys.
It's like Inception, this show.
Strap yourself in for this week of radio. Taz has started off
you never know
on fire.
You never know what's real, what's made up, where the joke ends or begins. It's just a constant gag from start to finish.
Or even if it was there at all.
That's right. If you didn't laugh, there was probably no gag. Yeah, so I'm going to put a spoiler on my boat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got that.
It makes cars faster.
True.
So surely it's going to help my boat.
I mean, wind resistance isn't really what you want, I would say, unless you're putting a sail up.
It's wind diversion, mate. Oh, it moves the wind around.
Okay.
You want to be in control of the wind on the seas. And the spoiler tells the wind where to go.
Does it?
Says, hey, wind, go this way.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Wow. Well, I've learned a lot. Your boat does look good. I actually am impressed with it.
Hang on. Hang on. Don't just brush away that. Can I hear that again?
Your boat looks good.
It's a compliment, Sunny Coast.
Well,
we've been doing 300 shows at this point. That's arguably my first compliment I've heard from you.
You didn't let me finish the sentence.
Ah.
Your boat looks good. Mine looks better.
Yeah, right. I haven't even seen your boat. I don't think it exists.
Look, Sunny Coast, yours will probably look better than both of ours, let's face it. And we can't win the $2,000 on the day. You can, plus $1,500 worth of other prizes. So if you want to build a boat and beat Taz's spoiler and my Ahoy Me Milk cartons, then register, cfm.radio. It's going to be an awesome day out regardless.
Perfect for families, like work groups. Just get your mates together, be a part of it. And it's thanks to Supports by Design. You can design the life you want with Supports by Design Disability Services.
Hit up our website for all the rules and T's and C's.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
What'd you take with you when you quit your job or you got fired from your job?
Yeah, and we're going to make it worth your while as well. A $50 voucher thanks to the brand new Slipstream Brewing Social House in Batinia, your new go-to spot for great craft beer and good times. Yes, please. You're going to want to win that voucher. 545-11919 is our number.
The reason we asked this is because a woman's gone viral on the old talk, telling a story about leaving her most recent job and what she decided she was going to take with her.
When I left my last job, I took my chair. In my mind, I figured that I had been sitting there taking years of emotional, physical, and verbal abuse. And for some reason, I was like, well, I've been sitting here taking it, so I'm going to take my chair and f*** off.
I mean, bold.
Huge. Bold.
So she then goes on to say she wheeled the chair out of the office on her final day.
Yep.
And then a week later, the company emailed her and was like, hey, can you return the chair, please?
How much are chairs? $200? $100?
A good one, like a decent one, would set you back, yeah, more than $200, I reckon.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like the big comfy lumbar support ones.
I think it's a little bit sleazy on the job's behalf to be like, oh, look, we know you've taken it.
Yeah.
We need it back.
Give it back.
At that point, just let her have it. And just go, yeah, you've won the moral victory.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't want to take it into the office when she returned it, so she just took it back and left it in the staff car park.
Hopefully left it in the boss's spot as well. Yep. 545-11919. What did you take? I don't want to say stole.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. You know, you've worked there.
Exactly.
You've
earned it.
Borrowed it.
Yeah.
Maybe. A lot of people have commented on this saying they too stole their office chairs. Another person said, I still have this stapler and sticky tape dispenser from my first job back in 2005.
Sticky tape dispenser. Surely the sharp bit on it's getting pretty blunt at this point. I don't know how long they last.
That's
20
years
old.
20 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Emily's in Budrum. Hi, Em.
Hi.
Have you taken something with you when you've left a workplace?
I have.
Ooh, what was it?
Everything she had. All the overtime that I've had.
All the what?
Overtime, I heard.
Oh, the overtime, yeah. Oh, gosh, this sounds...
And the promo umbrella.
What?
The promo umbrella. Oh, my gosh. A whole heap of cash and an umbrella. Just to sweeten the deal. Thank you very much.
Em sounds bitter about the leaving. I'm guessing it wasn't on great terms, Em?
No, not really.
No.
Still going through it now.
Oh, no. And every time you open that umbrella, are you reminded of it? Because...
No, it's not too bad. But everyone needs an umbrella.
Oh, everyone needs an umbrella. We're in Queensland. It rains a lot.
That's what I always say, Em. That's almost our second motto on the show.
Rihanna was right, you know? She
wrote
a song about that.
Steal the promo umbrella, umbrella, umbrella. Have we got Anonymous on the phone this afternoon?
Yes.
Hello, Anonymous. Great name. What have you taken from a workplace?
Well, I wouldn't call it taken. I'd call it wage rectification.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Stop laughing. We worked in a bar, and the wages weren't the best. So my boss and I would select a six-pack at the end of the day, and we would take that home every day.
Every day?
Every day. Jeez.
Oh, yeah, but I banked mine up for a gathering or something. So, yeah, there you go.
What was your go-to?
Bundy rum, mate.
Have you had a couple of Bundy rums tonight there, Anonymous?
Oh, no, this is years ago. Sorry, it's all gone.
Oh, it's all gone. Oh,
yeah, you know, I'm talking previous history here.
Yeah, absolutely. And did your boss ever find out?
No, he was a bigger cook than us.
That's tomorrow's phone topic. Was your boss a bigger crook than you? Anonymous, you've scored the $50 voucher, mate, thanks to the brand new Slipstream Brewing Social House in Batinia. Go enjoy that, my friend.
Thank you so much. That's amazing, guys. I listen to you all the time, I just love it. Thanks, guys.
Aw, thanks so much, bud. You can get yourself a Bundy rum there, I'm sure. And this time it's not stealing, so good on you, bud.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.